The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Ma'ariv, Me'er Brochus, Shmoneh Esrei, Birchas, Lefe'enu. Shalom, we are starting the Brocha, Lefe'enu. In Ma'ariv, this is the eighth bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, and the Gemara says that the reason why the Fein was put in the eighth bracha is because the Bris Milah was given on the eighth day. So there's a remez to the concept of Bris Milah, which needs a special refuah, and amazingly throughout history, Klal Yisrael is giving Bris Milahs without any anesthetics, not in an operating room amongst many people. Even now, with the virus going around, everybody's still doing the Bris Milahs. And Hashem has special refuah for Klal Yisrael that we do the Bris Milah and Baruch Hashem. Everybody gets past it. We end with the Ochat Hashem Rofei Choylei Amo Yisrael, which also indicates we're talking about special refuah for Klal Yisrael. Nashi Yotza, we say Rofei Kol Boso. Hashem is a Rofei of all living beings. Well, here's a specific thing in Hashemun Essay, which is our intimate conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when we talk about refuah, which is a general thing, everything. Every person needs refuah, even animals need refuah. We're talking about the special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we recognize. Therefore, we're dafking mazkir, the idea of Bris Milah. From the day a Jewish boy is born, he already is put into that bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a spiritual bris, but it's also even a physical thing. The Shemira Miyuchad and Sed Hashem watches over Klal Yisrael. The Met and the Pasuk that it's also based on, the Pasuk in the Navi says, first Slicha, Asalech l'chol avonoichi, and after it says, Varefe l'chol tach l'oichi. First Hashem gives us a tshuva for our veris, then only afterwards He gives us refuah, which is also part of the reason of this order. That slicha is before refuah, because we first need the slicha before refuah. And we're basically bringing out in this also the idea that we recognize that everything that happens to us in our lives, whether it be spiritual or physical, is linked to our spiritual keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we have a slicha for our veiros, that automatically is a reason for us to have refuah. And if chas v'shalom we have chet, that's a reason to have less of a shmira, even respect to refuah. Come around, there's all kinds of exceptions to the rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all his cheshbonos. Why sometimes tzaddikim are not healthy and Rishonim are healthy. But those are exceptions to the rules. That's not the way things naturally go. Like a person could say, he lives on the fourth floor. He wants to save time, so instead of going down the steps or taking the elevator, he's going to jump out the window. And when someone can say that most people get wounded or die when they jump out the window, they say, yeah, but some people survive and walk away from it. Obviously, it's not the proper, it's not an intelligent decision to jump out the window, even though there's a chance it will be successful, because that's not the proper mahalach. So the same thing over here. When we're talking about our physical health, the number one thing in our shtar list is to make sure we're in a good state with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our chatoim are in place. That brings us to Yad HaShemaya, even in these things. That is the proper part of the status for refuah, is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And come upon one of the ways of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically in respect to refuah, is to say this bracha b'kavona, to recognize that my refuah is totally on my relationship with Hashem. Refuah is in the hands of Hashem. Oishienu. Nivashea. Kisilasenu auto. Here we're also asking for a refuah, whether we need it personally or those around us need it. And nowadays, this is a very important tefillah. To daven for the Klal Yisrael, even if Baruch Hashem was still healthy, important to the mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, show HaKadosh Baruch Hu were concerned about those who are not healthy. If it says if a person is mitzvah for other people, then Hashem listens to him for his personal needs. We need a Yeshua. Especially in these times that nobody knows how to protect themselves. And there's no real way to protect oneself because there's a machla all over the place. Unless one locks himself up the entire time, and even that, you can't be guaranteed. We need the Yeshua. Klal Yisrael needs Yeshua. We're giving explanation. Why are we asking? What right do we have to ask? But Befrat, if we're saying that we recognize that the refuah is in the hands of Hashem, and the refuah is tolling the slicha from chatoim, that's what it should be. We're not all perfect. We all have chatoim. One thing we all have, if we say these words and think of what we're saying, is Yisilaseinu Oto. You're the one who we're always praising. You're the one who we recognize that everything we have is from you. And if we're the ones that are doing that, we're the ones that are living in the world for the tachlis, for the goal that Hashem wanted it to be. Like we mentioned before, the Ramban says that the tachlis abriya, the goal of the creation was that people should get together in shuls or wherever they are and pronounce, B'yosecha anachnu, we recognize that we are created by you and we are sustained by you. And we're turning to Hashem for refuah. You know, we also go to doctors. There's two ways of doing it. There's one way of primarily putting our bitachon in the doctors and putting a little tefillah on the side. And the other way, the way around. Primarily, I rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm pointed to him. I'm mitzvakesh from him to have rachmim. Like when they say in the brocha, Yikir melech ruifei nemon v'rachmon oto.
Kol halashon.
You're trustworthy. You're full of rachmonis. We need your rachmonis because we don't deserve it, b'din. We need your rachmonis. And I realize that the food is in your hands. You're roifei chol am Yisrael. I go to the doctor because Hashem revealed to us that nitan reshus l'roifei l'rapas, that a doctor has the permission to be involved in refuah. The doctor has permission to be involved in refuah, and we have permission to use him. So that's one of the forms of shtalus that Hashem permitted. But even that is not so poshut. Could have been that in the Hanami. When a person gets sick, it just goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us that's not the case. We do go to the doctor. But we have to realize every situation needs the Yad HaShemayah, specifically the issues of our health. And therefore, we primarily turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize it's in your hands. Refeinu Hashem v'nei refei. And now, specifically, when we are davening Ma'ariv, we went through a whole day. And it's Yitzidenu. If we're healthy, then we have that feeling that I realize that I'm in Hashem's hands. Hashem throughout the day was watching over me. And the truth is, even a healthy person, there's that refuah semuya, the hidden refuah going on in his body, because our body's constantly, throughout our lives, being attacked by all kinds of bacteria and viruses and poisons and all kinds of things that go into our body. And Hashem set up the whole system over there within our body, the immune system and other systems that are constantly fighting, protecting, destroying all these things. So Betzim, when we think of a Kisul Sein Otto, we have to praise Hashem. We have to praise Hashem that Baruch Hashem went through this entire day and Hashem was bombarded by all these mazikim, all these things that can cause me machlis, and Baruch Hashem is still healthy. And if a person, Rachel Amos Lon, is not healthy, okay, I went through the day, I'm not healthy, if I'm better than I was the day before, and on that, I have to be mafnim, that put that into my thought, that think about it, that Baruch Hashem, I realize Hashem is being wrapped with me. And if I feel the same or worse, so okay. So I'm accountable that Hashem felt it was necessary for me to be in the state of machla, but now I'm turning to Hashem to take me out of it. I need the Yeshua. If you're going to give us the Yeshua, we'll have Yeshua. And this is, once again, I was stressing this point. If you're going to be the one that brings us the Refuah, you're going to bring us the Yeshua, then we'll have Refuah and Yeshua. And we're turning to other things and think that it's totally on them. It's all dependent on them. Whether we primarily put our bitochen on the doctors, we primarily put our bitochen on our masks and our social distancing and all these type of things. If that's a primary thing, that's where we put all our weight in, and the tefillah is weak, the chances are it won't work. And if it does work, so what? We lost out an amazing opportunity. When there's more concern, there's more fear of getting sick, it's a time to strengthen our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives on a day-to-day basis is also a certain element of chet. Chet doesn't necessarily always mean doing an avera. Chet means missing the point. When you shoot an arrow at the target and it misses the target, it's called it hichti et hamatara. And missed the goal. And we can be missing the goal of life by not paying attention to how much our health is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much to sustain our health is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much to protect us in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we need a refuah, how much the refuah is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're stressing again. Yes, I'm doing the shtadlis. A person should not be mezalzel. You should be careful to do the proper medical shtadlis. But I do not put my faith in that. And anyone's going to tell me, yeah, I don't. Be honest with yourself. Think how much you're nervous or not nervous, how much you really, without thinking of it, are putting your bitochen in things other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have these three times a day to recalibrate ourselves. Yes, I'm doing this shtadlis, but I realize the refuah is in your hands, the Yeshua is in your hands. And that in itself brings a tremendous siyata shemaya. Baruch ha-geva sheyivtach v'ashem, v'oyah Hashem yivtachoy. Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amboteach you, Hashem shows us that you rely on me, I'll watch over you. This is one of our later brachas in the course of the day, close to 100. Some people may be already past the 100th bracha in the day. When we're ready to get up to the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, it's another opportunity to bring that refuah and Yeshua for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael. Like we're always saying, Refeinu, Yeshienu. Think, I'm a member of Klal Yisrael. The Frat in these days, Bein HaMetzorim, it's so important for us to feel more. We're all one unit, Klal Yisrael, all over the world. We're one. One neshama kedusha, parts of one big neshama. And that our Oyved Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. And we should be Zeichem Yitz Hashem to perceive and feel that Hashem is the Kel, the powerful Melech. And he's the Reifei Nemon. He's trustworthy. Nemon also means that every makla has its time. When the time is up, it goes away. We realize that even though we don't see an end to anything, the Choloim Nemonim, they have their shlichus. When Hashem's going to take it away, He'll take it away. And we have to believe that it can happen at any time. It can happen even tomorrow. Anything's possible. We have no idea what's going to happen. And that's what we hope for. The Rachman, also. You have tremendous Rachmanis. And with this, oh Hashem, a beautiful way of summing up the day in respect to my physical well-being. And oh Hashem, I made it through the day. And I paid attention. I'm paying attention now to how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his rachmanis, watched over me. And like we said, not only watched over me, but made these internal refuahs within my bodies, protecting my bodies from all the mazikim that are in the bodies. And if I need a refuah, I know that I'm in Hashem's hand. And will bring me the refuah, Mi'etz Hashem. Glisi Chole Am Yisrael. How exalted and how special we feel that wherever we are, we have a special Rafi Khoril Ami Israel. We have that bris, the beginning of our lives. The family goes in the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the bris Mila, and that bris, says women also have a part in the bris. They don't need to go through the physical bris, but they also have a sheiches. We all have a special bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Am, and his Elikeinu, and if Hashem, we should be zeicha, to strengthen this feeling of how much we are in Hashem's hands with Rachmanis, and whoever Rachmanis on us, and bring a refuah to all the Chayilei Am Yisrael, and Yeshua to all those need Yeshua, Mimhei.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.